with Kevin and Sonia.
If you are not in first class, can you use the first class restrooms on an airplane?
Can you? Like, as in, are you allowed to?
Are you allowed to?
It's to my understanding that maybe it depends on who you get, but the rules will generally state that you are not allowed to use that washroom.
Well, it actually all comes down to the airline that it is itself, because most U.S. airlines have written policies that say that you can use whatever restroom you'd like.
And that's the way it should be.
The only exception, Alaska Airlines, Delta Airlines, they are the exception. They say they prefer if you use the one in your cabin class, but they will accommodate special circumstances, like if you really have to go in that instance. I mean, I admit, if I were in first class and I paid like six times the price, well, I don't know how much it is, but it's a lot more to be in first class.
Yep.
I've never had the luxury of being there. I've walked past it, you know, when you check in.
Yeah.
And I think, wow, like, I mean, I would want that restroom to be my restroom.
Because that's, I'm your, like, exclusivity.
I paid for this because it's part of the price.
Yeah,
I feel
okay.
Like the bathroom is probably made of marble or gold.
Okay.
I doubt, you know, that it's anywhere as fancy as what you're imagining in your head.
I think about it, and the pods even look so fancy. I see them with their glasses of champagne.
Yeah.
Already drinking while I'm, like, lugging my luggage and bumping it. Excuse me, sorry. Sorry. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I see them, and I just feel like they're, it's probably, like, gold toilet paper.
What a monumental waste that would be. But again, I paid for it, so where's this money going anyway? Why is it six times the price? It better be gold toilet paper, just so the rich can waste it even more.
Don't you wonder what their bathrooms look like?
I bet you it looks exactly the same as the regular bathrooms on a flight.
It has to.
Okay.
It's gotta be different.
Okay, help us settle this debate. Is it any different in the front than the back? For the majority of messages we're getting, they're exactly the same. They're just as squishy. People are just as messy in the washrooms.
But there is a text here that says they smell better. They have flowers in there and they have hand creams.
And again, maybe it depends on what that airline particularly is offering. Like, you know, we'd mentioned Singapore Airlines is one of those airlines that you pay premium top dollar to be in that first class section. And so, yeah, maybe they will have, like, for example, the electronic bidet that someone had mentioned.
Oh, my God.
Other people say that, you know, like, all the money just goes into the leg room, so the bathrooms are exactly the same. You shouldn't expect that you're going to walk in and all of a sudden it's going to be Technicolor. Like,
oh!
I'm stretching. I can move. I can turn around. No. I don't know if that's going to be like that.
I mean, I can't be the only one who thought that they were, like, obviously, like, they have, like, a velvet rope pretty much.
No.
It's all little, what do you call those, the bouncers.
Yeah.
Standing there.
Because you know how when people talk about the Mile High Club, you know, I always think, like, there's no way that's a real thing because I have been in the restroom.
It's barely enough room for one person,
yeah.
Let alone two.
So, like, those are obviously people that are in first class because they must be, like, three times the size. And then that makes sense. Like, I've always had this thing in my head that those are the people. No?
I would love to see what's in your imagination, though. You walk in, you're like...
Kevin and Sonia on Kiss Radio.